أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. We are still in this chapter of Muraqaba, meditation, and the meditation that is referred to here is the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that a person acquires and comes to get the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah, that he knows who Allah Ta'ala is. This is a farz from deen also, and even from our own side, that who we are worshipping, who is Allah. We should know Allah as Allah is, not what we are imagining. But we should find out, make an effort to find out who Allah Ta'ala is. Then we will be able to worship Allah as He is, and the rest of our lives will also come accordingly. So one great aspect is, we read in the first ayat that Allah Ta'ala watches you when you are standing and when you are making sajda. In other words, Allah is watching you in your prayers all the time, and Allah knows what is in your heart, what is in your mind. And the next ayat that we read, that Allah is with you wherever you are. That realization must come that Allah is that great being. Wherever we are, Allah is with us. If we are two people, the third one with us is Allah Ta'ala. If we are alone, Allah is with us. All the time, Allah is with us. In this ayat al-Karima, Allah Ta'ala explains that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, that there is nothing that is hidden to Allah Ta'ala from the in the heavens or the earth. Wherever anything is, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of it. Allah doesn't have to open any file to check. Allah doesn't have to go in the computer to find out. All the time, everything, that is how great Allah Ta'ala is. And we cannot fathom Allah with our small little brains, that we have to check up, we have to find out, we have to go and see references, we have to make out things. Allah Ta'ala, nothing is hidden for Him, not only the outward things, but every rock also. And in the crevices of that rock, what is deep down in that rock, Allah Ta'ala knows that also. Every leaf, and not only the leaf, but how it is made up, what things there are, what type of a leaf it is, an old leaf, a dry leaf, every detail is with Allah Ta'ala. Every drop of water, or it's not only H2O, two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, but there is much more in water, and more than what we know, Allah knows perfectly. So everything is in front of Allah, and there is nothing hidden of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Iman on Allah Ta'ala, and that is a gift that Allah has gifted us. So we should work on this Iman to preserve it, and to find out the reality and the progress of a person in any aspect of his deen, whether it is his ibadat, his aqaid, that he is progressing. Then he will realize that what I understood previously was still very little, and they never understood it properly. Then a person is progressing all the time in his ibadat also. What ibadat, the quality of our ibadat is, if it's still the same what it was 10 years ago, that means we haven't progressed. But if a person realizes 10 years ago my namaz was very weak in the various aspects, and in every aspect it is weak, now I have progressed. Like that with the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And this Allah Ta'ala is unlimited in all His qualities. So our recognition of Allah, it will also be unlimited if we work in this line. And we come to understand who Allah Ta'ala is. When we start our namaz with Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. That greatness of Allah, that Allah is more greater than what I am, than what my family is, my community, what how my government is, anyone, Allah is the greatest. And every command of Allah is the greatest. Whatever my desires are, they are totally insignificant. I have to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then when we reading our Surah Fatiha, etc., a surah, and we say again, Allahu Akbar, and we go in ruku, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Subhan, that Allah is completely pure and free from any and all faults and defects. There is no old age, there is no memory lost by Allah Ta'ala. Everything is by Allah Ta'ala. And He is my Rabb. Allah made it Rabbi. When we are in ruku and sajda, not our Rabb, but my Rabb. That great, great being has become mine. And He is Al-Azim, Al-A'la, the most greatest, the most highest, the most honorable. So like this we are taught, if we pay little conscious to our deen, just our basic things, and we will increase in the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And actually we have to make a full-time effort to get the recognition of Allah Ta'ala and to know Allah as He is. So in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says that there is nothing that is hidden from Allah Ta'ala. That reality must come into us. Anywhere in the earth, in the heavens, wherever, Allah is over everything, and nothing whatsoever in any way is hidden from Allah Ta'ala. So our matter is what with such a being that knows everything of us and everything which is in the world. So great is Allah Ta'ala. And all we have to do is connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. Then that whole power of Allah is with us also. All that knowledge also, Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is with a person then. So we have to connect with Allah Ta'ala. Like a person who is just an ordinary person, a citizen of a country. But when he joins a political party, now he gets the support of that whole political party. If that political party happens to rule the country, he gets the support of the government of the time. Now he's not on his own. Whether he's a postman, or whether if it is with the government department, or whether he's a traffic inspector, now the whole force of the government is with him. So if we become Allah's, then Allah's whole force is with us also. And that was the secret that how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam achieved all the great things. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya, this is all. When we become Allah's, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. He who becomes Allah, Allah becomes his. So this is the effort that we have to do ongoing till mort. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا.